When sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul. Were not words written during the happiest moments of Horatio G. Spafford's life. On the contrary, they came from a man who had suffered unimaginable personal tragedy. In 1871, Horatio and his wife Anna lost their only son to scarlet fever at the age of 4. A year later, the real estate he had invested so heavily in was wiped out by the Great Chicago Fire. Aware of the toll these disasters had taken on the family, Horatio decided to take his wife and 4 daughters on a holiday to England. However, a last-minute business development delayed Horatio, but he persuaded his family to go ahead of him, promising to join them soon. Just 9 days later, Spafford received a telegram from his wife in Wales. It read, "Saved alone." On the 2nd of November, 1873, the Ville de Herve collided with the Lochan, an English vessel. It sank in just 12 minutes, claiming the lives of Spafford's 4 daughters, his wife surviving only because her unconscious body was propped up by a plank that floated beneath her. Upon receiving the terrible news, Spafford boarded the next ship out of New York to join his bereaved wife. During his voyage, as he sailed over the area that was estimated to be where the ship was wrecked, Spafford, Horatio G. Spafford, penned the words of this great hymn. Words that show that his worship does not depend solely upon how he feels. "Whatever my lot," he says, "come rain or shine, pleasure or pain, success or failure, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Amen.